Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody greater.
Amen. Praise God. Nobody is greater than our Lord Jesus. Good evening, Holy Spirit. Good evening, ADM. Giving honor to Christ, who is the head of my life. To my wife, Sister Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, to Pastor Carol, to the mother board, to the deacon board, to the youth, to the intercessors, to the deacons, to the ministers, to the front line, and to every brother, sister, and child, and friend at ADM Ministry. God bless you and good evening. God bless and good evening to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, and Germany. Good evening, USA, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Puerto Rico. Good evening, Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean island chain, Missouri, and Michigan, which are our new members. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For it is He who has made us, and not we ourselves. So enter in the joy of the Lord. There you will find strength. Praise God. You will find healing, blessing, miracles, signs, and wonders. Praise God. There you will find anything that you need from the Lord on today. Stand up, receive it. Be blessed, be healed in Jesus' name. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, Father God, for this new day. God, we know we didn't have to be here, but because of you, Lord God, we thank you for this day. So, Lord God, move on your people right now. Fill this hour, Lord God, with their need, oh God, that they will stay in the press, Lord God. Be in alignment, Lord God. Be in position, Lord God, to receive, Lord God, what you have for us, Lord God. For this is your day, Lord God. And we thank you for being here. We thank you for being in it, Lord God. You didn't have to do it, oh God. All because of your grace, because of your mercy, because of your love extended upon each and every one of us. God, you blessed us to see this new day. We thank you, Lord. And we praise your holy name because of who you are. Our Lord, our God, our Father. Oh, bless your holy name. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good evening to you, Pastor Smith. God bless you also. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to your humbleness. I know how God give me the honor, who's the head of my life, and to pass honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and Pastor Carolyn, and everyone at ADM Ministry and the front line. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you once more this afternoon. God, we thank you. We thank you how you just took us out from yesterday up until this point. You didn't let her home or Daniel come over with God. So we say thank you just for that. We thank you for shielding and protecting us and our family members. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God. We lift up every shed in that it is in the name of Jesus, God. Those that are bound, God, cannot get out, God. We ask that you continue to heal and deliver and set the captive free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, oh, we lift your holy name up, God. We pray, God, that you lift every minister that it is up. Continue to strengthen them. Continue to shield and protect them, God. Build a fence around them, God. And Lord, as they go up and down the highways and the byways, God, shield and protect in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you this day, God. We thank you because you are so grateful in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you that you had mercy upon us, mercy and grace. Oh, God, thank you this day. Thank you this day. God, we pray, God, that you continue to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus. God, continue to make give us that mind regulator, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that we can think like you, God, that you can lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake, God, where we can always say yes to your will, not our will, but, Lord, let your perfect will be done in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Continue to let us push like never before, God. Push, God, let us push, God. Let us continue to love one another as you have loved us, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you draw us constantly near to you, God, like never before, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you for this day. I thank you for this day, God, because you gave me another opportunity to praise you, God. Another opportunity to say yes, see, negotiate you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this day, God. We lift up our spouse to you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God, and to lead them in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. We lift up every man that it is, oh God, we pray, God, that you strengthen them, God, that they'll come forth and obey your word, God. Come forth, God, and let your perfect will be done in them, in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever you have them to do, God, let them begin to say yes, Lord, without an excuse, God. Open up our Sunday, Rabosha, in the name of Jesus, God. We lift every mother that it is up today, in the name of Jesus, spiritually and naturally, Rabosha. I stand on her, God. We pray, God, that you can continue to pull on her, God. Strengthen her, Hadorabose. Make them the way out of no way, bro. Whatever her needs is, God, we ask that you can continue to meet her needs in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We lift up our youth up to you, God. Oh, God, how we cry out for them, God. Continue to strengthen them, God. Continue to let them be obedient in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to lead them in. Lead them and guide them in the way of righteousness for your name's sake. God, we thank you so much this day, God. We thank you for all things, God. We thank you even for the food that we have on our table, God, because we realize, God, today somebody's hungry. Somebody don't even have anything, God. Oh, so if, when they don't, God, let us begin to cry out even for the homeless, God, the one that is hungry, God, the one that's naked, God. Oh, God, we cry out to you today, God. Have mercy, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we ask that you go into the hospital, Lord. Walk the halls, Ikarabose. Yes, your presence, God. Lift up the Rabose, God. Lift up the one that head is bowed down, about to give up, God. But we speak, don't give up, Hadorabose, because it's help. Help is in Jesus, Ikarabose. Hope is in Jesus, Ikarabose. Oh, God, have your way today. Have your way every east side of the outside of the world, God. South, east, north, and west, God. Oh, God, we need you like never before, God. Don't let us get up yet. Don't let us give up yet. It's still a bullshit, God. Let us continue to run this race. Run this race, God. Don't let us look back, God. Just keep running, little by side. Running to you like never before, God. Calling on your name like never before. Like it's our last time on this earth, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every Maria family. Daily, so the bullshit, God. We pray, God, that you give them comfort. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, it's our son, little bullshit, God. Oh, have mercy today, God. Have mercy, God. Let us cry out like never before, God. Let us lay before you, God. Oh, bullshit, God. Let you teach us, God. Let you guide us to live by son, little bullshit, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. In the name of Jesus, we cry out today, God. We lift up everyone. We lift up this nation to you. Even the president, notable shit, God. Continue to work on his heart, God. Get it about sand, notable shit, God. Do it for him in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hey, glory be to God today, Lord of us. God.
These things we ask of Moshe, God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name this day we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. God,
thank
we thank you. God,
yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you. God,
yes,
we praise
Lord.
You. Glory,
thank
hallelujah.
You,
for the
yes,
prayer, Lord,
Lord
God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank
Lord.
You for the corporate prayer by our own Mother Jackson.
Yes.
Now, Holy Spirit, come in the midst.
Yes.
Come in the midst right now. Rest, rule in the back. Give us what we need right now. And this our Lord God. Hallelujah. Only you can come, Yerobo-Shaka. Hey, glory, hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. Have your way in us, Lord God. Move right now, Lord God. Turn everything around. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Work it all out for the good, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, come right now. Holy Spirit, come in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel the Holy Spirit right now. I feel the Holy Spirit moving right now. Glory. Hallelujah. Whatever you need, whatever you want right now from the Lord, He is here, oh God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. He's here right now. Make your petition known before the Lord. Hallelujah. And he will satisfy that need. He will come to your rescue, oh glory, hallelujah. He will come, he will come. He will come. He will bless. Hallelujah. He will renew. Hallelujah. He'll shake you again. Hallelujah. He'll mold and make you again. Hallelujah. Father God, Holy Spirit. Have your perfect will. Have your
Lord.
Perfect will. Right
in
now,
of,
in the name of Jesus. God, fix
Lord.
Every heart.
Yes,
fix every mind.
Lord.
Fix every attitude, Lord God.
Yes, Lord,
let it all
in
be in
of,
you, Lord God. And let it not be in vain, or glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God, we thank you. Glory.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord.
God, we thank
yes,
you. And God,
thank
we praise you.
You.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
have
you,
your
Jesus.
Way. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord, have way.
Have your way right
Jesus.
Now. In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus. God,
yes,
you see
Lord.
Them name by name and face
yes,
by face. Every situation,
yes,
every circumstance, Father God. Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that your Holy Spirit come right now, Father God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Lay your hands on them, oh God. Heal,
yes, Lord.
Protect. Provide in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
renew the mind and the thought process, Lord God.
Lord,
with you, Lord God. Only you, Lord God. Only
yes,
you, Lord God. Only you, Lord God, can
yes,
do it, Lord,
Lord
God. And so, Lord God, as we come before your throne, Lord God,
yes.
Oh, glory,
Lord.
We lay it all at the altar. Holy
yes,
Spirit,
Lord.
Take it up. You have access to us right now, Holy Spirit.
Lord,
whatever you
yes,
need
Lord.
To do in us, Holy Spirit, glory. Hallelujah, Yerobosanda.
Yes,
do it
Lord,
right
yes.
now, Lord God. Whatever,
yes.
Lord God. Germany.
Yes, Lord.
Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
India.
Lord,
Norway.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
United
Lord.
Kingdom. Australia,
yes, Lord.
Do it,
yes,
Lord God.
Lord.
North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Alabama, glory, Puerto Rico, Mississippi, glory, hallelujah, Missouri,
Lord
God, in this four corners of this earth, Lord God, Father God, you do it. Turn it around right now, Lord God. Make it brand new, Father God. In the name of Jesus. God, do something new in us, your people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, continue to encourage us, Lord God, to stay in alignment, to stay in position with you, Lord God, with you on our side. We cannot lose. And God, we thank you, Holy Spirit, for coming now. Glory. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Hey, yes,
we're coming in the midst. We're working it all out. For sitting here with us. In the name of Jesus. For fixing it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Touching our heart. Touching our mind. Touching our thought process, Lord God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Fix it now, Holy Spirit. Fix it right now. Whatever the need, whatever the desire your people have, Lord God, you see it right now, and you know, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord, because we know that it's a done deal. We know, Lord God, that you've already fixed it. And God, as we come into agreement, we believe in by faith that it's already done, Lord God, and that we take nothing for granted. Hallelujah. Father God, as you come. And you work it all out in the midst. Stir up the atmosphere right now, Lord God. Stir up right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, stir it up. Oh, glory be to God. And have your way. Have your way, Holy Spirit, right now in everyone. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Have your way, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory be to God. We can't do nothing, Lord God, unless you do it, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you see us, you understand us, Father God, and that you walk with us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go into every household. Go into every man. In the name of Jesus. Touch right now, Lord God. Take out, Lord God. Oh, glory be to God. Anything, oh God, that's not like you, take it out right now. And we're going to give you praise. We're going to give you honor. And Lord, we're going to give your name the glory. Because you deserve it all. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Oh, bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. God, we can't thank you enough. Oh, glory be to God. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, for what you do. The things that you do. Those little bitty things. Those in-between things. And those great big things. And lest we forget, Lord God, about those just because things that you do for us, your children.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Lord God, that we're in the family of God, that we are peculiar people, a chosen generation, that can show forth the praises of him. Oh, glory. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you do, what you've done, and what you're going to do. In us and through us, Lord God, on this day, to Jesus be the praise. Thank God. Amen. And amen. And amen. Praise God. Amen. Well, praise God. We're going to move right on along, praise God, and get some word in us, praise God. Monday night prayer and the word. Amen. Have you ever been blessed? Have you ever been blessed? If you have, tell the Lord, thank you. Tell
thank you, Lord,
thank you one more time. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. At this time, praise God, we're going to bring in our own prophetess, Pastel, to come and break the bread of life with us. Around the Lord's table. God bless you, Pastor Pastel.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor Smith. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I give praise and honor for my space tonight. I thank God. I thank God for you, Pastor Smith, and your wife, Sister Smith. I thank God for you, Mother Jackson, your husband, Brother Joe. I thank God for everybody, my apostle, of the house, First Lady Spencer. I give God thanks and praise for everybody tonight, our sisters and brothers over the airwaves. I pray that as we hear the word of our Bible study tonight, that someone may be moved and blessed today. I'm going to take my scripture from 1 Samuel chapter 1. I'm going to go into reading verse 1. Now there was a man of Ramathahosen, of the mountainous regions of Ephraim, whose name was Elkanai, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tuhu, and the son of Zuth, an Ephraimite. And we know that the Ephraimites are the tribe of Ephraim, which are of the tribe of the 12 tribes of Judah. So here we have the Israelites then. So Elkanai was of the tribe of Ephraim. And he had two wives. One was named Hannah, and the other was named Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And I'm going to drop to verse 4. One day when Elkanah offered sacrifice, he gave portions to his wife Peninnah, as well as her sons and daughters. But to Hannah, he gave a special portion, because it says that he loved Hannah. But the Lord had not given her children. Now, theologians have said that Hannah was the primary wife. It is researched that he might have married Peninnah based on the fact that Hannah did not conceive. Nevertheless, in verse 6 says, moreover, her rival wife taunted her relentlessly in order to upset her because the Lord had not given her children. Verse 7 says, that is what she would do year after year. Whenever Hannah would go into the house of the Lord, her rival would taunt her so much that she would weep and not eat. And in verse 6, it says that Peninnah was relentless in her taunting, in her laughter, and in her tormenting Hannah. She was relentless. In other words, she was consistent with it. She tortured Hannah for her not being able to conceive. Her reason was motivated because Elkanah loved Hannah. Truly, in spite of Hannah not being able to conceive, he still loved her nevertheless. It motivated Peninnah to torture and mock and make gestures at Hannah to the point where Hannah would lose her appetite. We know that when you lose your appetite, and you weep and you're in a space of despair, it's usually because of some trauma that defined the feeling that she would go through every year, time after time. But Hannah had no idea that Peninnah was a part of her purpose. Hannah did not understand that Peninnah was a part of her destiny. And her walk with her God was important. Peninnah played a part, but Hannah had no clue that the taunting was allowed by God. And year after year, it says that she would go up into the temple and cry out before the Lord for him to look upon her and bless her so that she would conceive, so that she would not hear the taunt and the mockery of her rival, her sister wife. And year in and year out, another year will come, and Hannah will not bear any children, while Peninnah would bear year in and year out. And this, too, was the plan of God, because our rivals, our adversaries, our situations, our deeds is important for who we are. It is the book that makes up our foundation. And Hannah had no idea that Peninnah was important to her walk. She had no clue that this was purpose, that even our affliction is purpose. It is greater than our situation, is greater than the struggle that we see. And it says in verse 9, then Hannah got up after she had been drinking in the Shiloh. At that time, Eli the priest was sitting on the seat of the doorpost. In verse 10, Hannah was extremely bitter. Now, Hannah is coming to a point now, she's getting older. the taunts continue. And she not only is hurt, and she is now bitter. We know the behavior of a bitter woman. She sulks. She sees no happy, and she sees no glory in nothing. Her attitude had changed. She was bitter. And she began to pray to her God. And she wept uncontrollably. At this, I see that the Lord sat there and watched her year in and year out and waited, because she was waiting on the Lord. But I truly believe that God was waiting on her. And it was to get to a point where she understood that he wanted more from her than just a cry out for a child. He wanted her to understand that if I give you a child, let it be a child of purpose. Let it be a child that walks before me. And Hannah had to go into such despair before she realized that there was no other way out but to win. It was no longer a prayer of God, bless my wounds. Lord, bless me. Lord, stop the mocking. Lord, stop the taunting. It was now, Lord, I come before you with a vow. And it says in a lot of verses, in verse 11, that she made a vow. And here's where her lineage played a point. She said, O Jehovah of armies. See, she went back to who her people were, the people that called on God when they would go into war. She went back to the God that she knew answered the prayer, that he would come in every battle against the Hittites, against the Philistines, and yet never lost one. She called on the God of war. She knew that this was different, that she realized that year in and year out, she was consistent in a battle, and this battle was bigger than her. It had purpose. She had no idea that she was going to profit like none other that walked the face of this earth, Samuel. And Samuel did what was good in God's eyes. It says that she cried out to Jehovah of armies, if you look upon the affliction of your servant and remember me, I will give you a son. Give me a son, a male child, and I will give him back to you all the days of his life. That was a covenant that she made, and that's what God was waiting for. Not a mediocre, I will have a feast, or I would continue to sacrifice bullocks upon the Shiloh. No, I would give him to you every day. He shall serve you every day. In other words, I'm going to give you a vessel, oh God, that you can use. And Samuel played an important part. This purpose was beyond her. It was beyond Peninnah. It was beyond Elkanah. It was the purpose. Samuel was the one that anointed David. David was the great, 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 great grandfather of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Her seed had purpose. Peninnah was important to Hannah's walk. Our fight, our issues, our taunting are important to who we are. And for this, Hannah should have blessed Peninnah. She should bless her all her days. We should bless our circumstances and the people that continue to oppress us. We should bless us, because they are the issues that create who we are, that mold us into what we are and make us stronger. The people that taunt us, the people that laugh at us, the sickness, the diagnosis that says you won't have far to go, this ain't looking like it's going to happen for you. It is that we should bless. Because of it, it grooms us into who we are. It molds us. See, because Jehovah is the potter and we are the clay.
Amen.
And if affliction takes us, if taunting, if our rivals, if our adversaries are the purpose and the reason for us to get where we are, bless them. Bless them for every hurt. Bless the fatherless. Bless the motherless. Bless them. Bless them. For they are the reason we are standing here proclaiming the will of God. For those who do not know our God, for you who do not believe in our God, check your book. Read your Bible. He has never lost a battle. Surrender your soul. If anyone is on the airways and do not know the Lord God, his Savior, surrender. Surrender your circumstances, your fight, your issue, your Goliath, your Peninnah, your Delilah. Surrender the thing that is going to bring you into your destiny. He is great. And like all the ones before us has proven that he is great when we lay it to him. He was waiting on Hannah to walk into her understanding. That I don't just want a son from you, Hannah. I want a particular son from you. So you just want to look up into Nina's face and say, I can do it like you. But I want you to understand this purpose in your veins. This purpose flowing from you. You can bring something that I need in this journey to reconcile man with me. And Hannah did not understand that Samuel was one of the great judges over Israel. He was a prophet and he served God blamelessly. I give all of my Peninnahs, every situation, every fight and disappointment, give it to God for and bless it, because it is what makes us who we are. It is what molds us. Without a Delilah, how would have Samson defeated the enemy?
Amen.
We need to bless them. Bless your issue.
Yeah.
Bless the thing that makes you wake up in the morning and stay on your face. Bless the son that doesn't know how to come home and do right. Bless him, because he also is a part of your purpose. Bless the husband that seems not to get his act together. He is a part of your purpose.
Yes.
Glory be to God. Bless the absent fathers and the absent mothers. Bless them. They are a part of our journey. Bless them that cursed you from you were conceived. Bless them. They make who you are. The husband that doesn't understand what God has in store for him, bless him. For he is a part of why you stay on your face. The wife that doesn't want to live right and come into the fullness and understanding of who God, bless her. She is what will continue to keep you before the Lord, the voice of God. She will keep you on your face. I bless God for all of my circumstances, for it is because of them I am who I am today and will continue to be. I hope that someone is touched tonight by this message, and that whoever is listening in on the airwaves, if you doesn't know the Lord, thy God, your Savior, come into him.
Yeah.
Give it to him.
Amen.
He has never lost a battle.
Amen.
He has never forsaken his people. He is a God that answers prayers. He is faithful. He is righteous, and he is just. I thank God for my opportunity tonight. I hand it over to you, awesome man of God, Pastor Smith. Bless the Lord, and amen.
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 Prophetess, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you, praise God, for that word, amen, coming, amen, from the word of God out of 1 Samuel 1, praise God. And I tell you what, amen. Talking about putting our priorities in order. Amen. And we know that when we have our priorities in order and we go to God in prayer, putting forth a request, praise God.
Amen.
Not only will God hear you because the timing is right, your heart is right. Amen.
It's
always God looks at the heart and the intent of man. Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
Praise God. She wanted something so bad, praise God, that she was overlooking, praise God, her priority. Amen. For the Lord tells us, always seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Amen.
And all of his righteousness.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we don't do that. We put the cart before the horse. Praise God. God is greater than that. God is mightier than that. God is more loving than that. God is giving than that. Praise God.
Amen.
That we seek him. Amen. He said to honor him in spirit and in truth, do we serve him? Amen. So we have to put our priorities, amen, in line, in order. Praise God. Amen.
Yeah.
He gives us his wisdom, his knowledge, his word, and fills us with it, and we ignore it.
Yeah.
Praise God. And like the children of Israel, We go round and round and round in that desert.
Yeah.
Amen. Gaining no ground, praise God. Rising up to no higher elevation, praise God. But Hannah, she came to her senses, praise God. And she came to the wisdom of God to understand what she had to do first was put her priorities in order and take her eyes off of herself. Praise God. It's not about us, but it's about the God that we serve who lives in us.
Yeah.
Oh, bless his holy name. Amen.
Yeah.
Then, when you get your priorities in line, make your requests known unto God,
yeah,
as the prophetess was saying about Hannah.
Yeah.
And God will grant. Praise God.
Yeah.
And I like this here in verse 17. It says, then Eli answered and said, go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. Praise God. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for that word, such a rich word. Amen. Praise God. Such a rich word coming from the word of God on tonight. And we do hope that you gain something from it, God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Because there's always a story. There's always a revelation. There's always an answer in the word of God. Amen. Praise God. And when we miss the mark the first time we read it, go back through it and ask God for his wisdom and understanding. God, did I miss it? God, what did I do wrong? What do I need to do right? He's your father. He said he would hold no good thing from us. Yeah. Praise God. But that every promise in the book is ours. Praise God. But we got to be in alignment, and we have to be in position. Oh, bless his holy name. Amen. God bless you, Prophetess Pastel. We thank God, amen, for that word of God coming through you richly. Amen. Praise God. And not only do the women get something out of that, but the men should get something out of that too.
Amen.
For when we put our priorities in order before God, and realize, praise God, it's not all about us or me or I. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But it's about what God desires for us. And when we see it that way, when we see it God's way, praise God, we'll be in alignment.
Amen.
Then will you hear from heaven. Then will he bless your soul. Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. For God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Your face, Lord, will I seek. Glory be to God. Just let me seek your face, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. And as I seek your face and I press in, glory be to God. God, I understand. God, I realize. God, I receive what you have for me. Praise God. I understand your word, Father. I understand your word for my life. Therefore, this is direction. This is the direction, Lord God, that I'm going to take. Praise God. For God, I live, and for God, I'll die.
Amen.
And let nothing, praise God, separate me from the love of God in Christ Jesus, because he shed his blood for you, you and me. Oh, glory.
Yes,
he paid it all on the cross. Yes, he did.
Yes,
every bit of it. Don't owe one red thin dime. Praise God.
Amen.
Don't owe nothing, because he gave his life. Totally.
Yes.
Totally.
Yes.
He surrendered it freely. Praise God.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes,
so why shouldn't we have our priorities when it comes to serving our God in order.
Amen.
We just can't be here fly by night, happy-go-lucky, and operating on automatic pilot. Oh, no.
Amen.
We need to follow the will, the teachings, and the direction of the Lord God, who has already paved the way. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name. He's worthy to be praised. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. This year.
Yes.
This new year in 2018, challenge yourself. Challenge yourself to do something new and to do a little more for somebody else.
Amen.
Amen. For the kingdom of God.
Amen.
For time is getting short and winding up. And we ain't got long to stay here.
Amen.
This is not our home, praise God. For heaven is our home, eternally, blessedly, gloriedly. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Heaven is our home, praise God. And we should want nothing to take from here, because everything here, praise God, is going back to the dirt. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. We thank you again, Prophetess. Amen. We thank
Amen.
Mother for the beautiful prayer.
Yeah.
Amen. That beautiful prayer.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. That corporate prayer that covered everything. Amen.
Yeah.
And everybody. Amen. Including our sick in our prayer list, the bereaved. I tell you what, God is good and worthy to be praised. Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God on tonight.
Amen.
And as you go away on tonight, just go away thinking, do I have my godly priorities in line?
Wow.
If not, you got to go back. Go back. Count up the cost. Get it right, praise God. While breath is running through your body, you can get it right.
Amen.
We can get it right. Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes,
oh, bless his holy name. While the blood is still running warm in your body, get your priorities right.
Yes.
Amen. I know I am.
Amen.
I know I am. Praise
Amen.
God. What about you? Oh, bless his name. Have you
Hallelujah.
Ever been blessed?
Yeah.
Oh, glory. If you have, tell the Lord thank you on tonight.
Thank
you, Lord, for
thank
everything
you, Lord.
Spiritual, natural, financial, health, everything, Lord. Job, business, family, household, everything. Oh, glory be to God. Because if one not been for the Lord on your side, where would you be? Oh, bless his holy name. We thank God. Until tomorrow.
Amen.
At 7 a.m., praise God. You have a God-blessed evening, praise God. And don't turn around for nobody.
Amen.
Praise God. For nobody.
Amen.
Know that God is on your side. God has your back. Praise God. Yes.
Thank you.
He does. Amen. Believe that. Receive that. Amen. Operate in that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And stay that bold soldier in the army of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And remember,
thank you, Jesus.
God loves you, and so do I. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And tell somebody that you love them if you haven't told them today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Do
yes.
that. Amen.
And,
praise God.
Amen.
You'll feel better. I know you will.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. A smile
amen.
On your face can get rid of some stinking thinking. Amen.
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Amen.
It'll get rid of it. Amen.
Yes,
sometimes we have to press. Press
yes.
our way.
Yes,
now,
Lord.
Listen. Amen. For ADM, you know that we got fasting time coming up starting on
Amen.
February the 2nd. Amen.
Amen.
Get your instructions. Amen. Praise God that you got on Sunday. Read
yes.
through them. Follow instructions. Amen. Praise God. Because
Amen.
Obedience is better
yes.
than sacrifice. We know this.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So there's
Amen.
A lot of new things on there, praise God, that we're instructed to do. Amen. Let's govern ourselves accordingly. Amen.
Amen.
And make these things happen, praise God. Because
yes.
we can always do it better. How? Together. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, bless
Amen.
His name. Always
Amen.
Do it better together. When we do it individually
Amen.
And get it right, then we can do it better together. The only
Amen.
Way to do it in the kingdom of God. And you'll see that you will be blessed upon measures, blessed upon any and everything that you can ever think or desire. Amen. But stay
Amen.
In the press. Until tomorrow, God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.
There are things too hard to bear. You've got no energy to spare. The sorrows life can bring, and I know you're scared. There's no remedy but prayer. Worrying won't get you very far. Every trial makes you who you are. So you gotta press through the fire. You gotta